Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here we go.
Levels are set. Proper modulation. Let's go.
Live from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studios, this is Chuck and Winkler on AM 1250 and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Chuck Freeman. 414-799-1250. The number to be a part of the show all day long. You can tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan, Facebook as well. Lots coming out of Green Bay with players trickling around. A little bit of a change to the schedule. Practices all pushed back a day as obviously they don't play till Monday night against the Lions. We'll hear from some of those guys on the defensive side of the ball this hour. We'll hear from David Bakhtiari from the Wendy's Big Show next hour. And we're going to have to talk about the Wendy's Big Show, our beloved afternoon show, 2 to 6 on The Fan. The Aaron Rodgers slander just won't die. So we'll get into that, Freems,
yeah,
next hour.
I don't understand it. Don't get it at all. They went out and put a ton of points on the board. He doesn't have to throw 5 touchdowns a game. You know, he doesn't have to do that anymore. And, they put up a lot of points, and people still come at Rodgers. I don't get it. They're 4-1.
Well, when you are 4-1 and you just won a game where you didn't have a touchdown and you only had 230-some yards, is Aaron Rodgers happy that that's how he won the game? Well, that's what's coming out of
this. He's talked. We'll get into it, but he's always talked about running game, running game, running game. He had a running game. He didn't have his number one wide receiver the other day. If he had Devontae, I'm sure he would have had a couple more touchdowns. But Devontae not in that game. Devontae Adams, that is, changes the whole complexion of the offense.
8:30. Excited to talk to Arthur Arkish, Pro Football Weekly. He covers, really does a lot with the NFC North. And the NFC North is a division that everybody is over 500 entering week 6. It's the first time since 2012 that that's happened in any division in football.
Art has been around. I mean, his dad has been covering sports and actually pro football for Pro Football Weekly for, I'm telling you, back to the, it's got to be like the early 70s. And an Art's kind of the heir apparent there. I mean, Hub is still doing it. He's doing stuff down in Chicago, but his Pro Football Weekly used to be the Bible. When that thing came in your mailbox, and it wasn't cheap to get, but that was an awesome thing. Every week it had the predictions, it had previews of games. And Hub's a terrific guy, and his son has been coming on our show, Art, for all these years and doing a good job too.
We'll even squeeze a little Admirals hockey in before the end of the show. It's all coming up. Chuck and Winkler, 6 to 10 weekday mornings here on The Fan. Last night, so there's no football on. You know how I'm dying for Maction and for the MAC conference to have some Thursday night games.
Plenty of NHL last night.
There's some NHL last
NBA
night.
NBA exhibition. Yeah.
The one big game that mattered was the Rays and the Astros. The Rays beating Tampa, or the Rays beating Houston 4-1. The Rays obviously play in Tampa, but they beat them 4-1, so they're going to force a game 5. So you've got 3 of these series now in the major leagues that are going to a game 5. The Twins couldn't scratch a win against the Yankees,
yeah,
so that series is dead.
That's got to be so frustrating. You go through the great season like the Twins have, and you couldn't even win a postseason. You couldn't even win a postseason game, and the Yankees just come in to your house and win game 3 the other night. But some of these series, I didn't think they'd go 5 games. I didn't think Houston and Tampa was going to go 5 games. The way Garrett Cole is going to pitch in game 5 tomorrow night, so you got to like the home team there. But these 2 other games, I love the road team. I like St. Louis going into Atlanta tonight with Flaherty and getting the job done, and tonight with Strasburg in Los Angeles. I think the Nats could pull off the upset of that series. Because after game one, we thought, all right, LA's going to trounce through these guys. But Washington has come roaring back with a vengeance.
Yeah, and the problem for Washington is they've been in these playoff games where they have been at home, not starting Strasburg, and they've lost. They've had all these elimination games where they've been at home. Strasburg's been their best pitcher. Now they have Scherzer, but he's been their best guy for most of this run. And they didn't start him, and they've been at home, and they lost. Well, now they're on the road. So now maybe it's a little different for Washington's narrative. This could be the year that they finally get to the NLCS. They've been making the playoffs pretty much every other year since 2012.
Mm-hmm. But they've already won in Los Angeles, though.
Right.
They won game two in Los Angeles.
So they could, I mean, they could win again tonight.
Yeah.
So we'll find out. That's a game five tonight. Cardinals-Braves is tonight. This game is in Atlanta, but the Braves are underdogs in this game as Jack Flaherty goes to the mound for the Cardinals. And then tomorrow it will be the game five between the Astros and the Rays, as the Rays are getting it done with their $64 million payroll, which should give some optimism to the way that things are being operated here in Milwaukee.
Gerrit Cole's going to make that next year in the free agent market for 1 year.
What Tampa's payroll is likely not wrong.
But Cole, I mean, how dominant he was on Saturday night, how could you possibly pick against him in Houston on tomorrow night? He is so dominant right now. He clearly looks like the best pitcher in baseball. So I would think that's the one home team I think is going to win for sure.
Well, I don't know. If anybody did the MLB.com postseason bracket challenge, my championship series that I projected were the Cardinals to take on the Dodgers. So that's up for grabs. And then the Yankees to take on the Rays.
You know what I feel?
Old Barty's been seeing this Rays victory for weeks.
You know what I feel? Every one of those online contests, no matter who has it, you enter to see if you have some sort of chance of winning like $1 million.
$250,000 is the grand prize on this one. Yeah.
I feel like all those fantasy contests, pick the winner, you enter every one. You're sitting on your couch and you go, yeah, I'll see if I can put my picks in here and see if I could take.
Well, it's
down
like playing the lottery for free.
Yeah, yeah. There's no entry fee.
No. Did you see? Like now the networks are really going full throttle on these. Fox has one. So Fox started their Fox Super 6.
Yeah.
Do you play that?
No. No. You do.
No, of course I do.
You do.
So you pick six games against the spread or
yeah,
something.
Yeah.
But then you have to pick the exact margin of victory.
Yeah.
And if you nail it, you get $250,000.
You know, the only one, the contest I played, we used to do the NCAA tournament thing here. I mean, we did a national contest on our show back when Duke played Butler in the national championship game. And I picked those two teams to go to the Final Four and meet the championship game. And out of thousands of people, I came in first place, which would have won me $10,000. But I couldn't do it because I worked at the radio station. So the second place person got the $10,000.
No way.
Yeah, that was 2010. Yeah. Yeah. You know how
I knew you picked Duke Butler. The whole world knows that.
Yeah, I picked Duke Butler. But I lost my first game in the NCAA tournament on a Thursday at 11 a.m. It was Cal. And then I checked at the end of the day and I thought, okay, I have no shot.
Did you fill out any separate brackets?
Then I won the next 27. Yeah, I won the office pool here.
Okay, okay.
I won the office pool.
Okay.
I won that one. Oh yeah, I won like one other one, but yeah, I won $10,000. It was $10,000 like a trip to the NAIA tournament in Kansas City.
Oh great!
It was two, and then
what?
I was joking the whole time with our former boss.
Was it a punishment?
It was our former boss, and I said, you know, I'm winning this thing, and he said, well, you can't win it, you know. And as the tournament went on, I kept on my name. Here it was, first place out of thousands of people. But it was like a once in a lifetime. I've never even come close. I mean, I haven't won a tournament since. I just, you know, that was 1 year where I just picked everything right.
That's why you gotta have somebody else that you know sign up. I mean, they can't be related to
you. Well, that's what
per the rules.
Well, that's what happened the next year. My ex-wife said, "Well, I'll just sign up and I'll win the $10,000." I'm like, "Well, I'm never going to pick all those winners again. What's the odds of that happening?"
And she says, "What good are you?"
Yeah, what good are you?
And then you get divorced.
And then we're Winnebago County Courthouse. So
Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakery, 799-1250. Tim is in Fredonia. Tim, what's up with you?
Hey, Tim, it's been a while.
It's been a while. How's the phone? Does it suck again? Or are we okay?
No, this is the best it's ever been. Don't jinx it.
Okay, all right. Hey, guys. It's been just a little bit of a hiatus. I've been listening. I've been calling. But question is, here's my opinion, and I want your guys' opinion. I don't know if you brought it up or not. I think Adam Silver's a turd, along with Steve Kerr on this China thing. I mean, when they have the liberal media and everybody in front of them clapping their hands, they're all fine to inject their opinions on something. But to be apologetic and go back over to China, this guy says one thing, and all of a sudden he's the villain, but yet you can say anything about this country that you want. It's perfectly fine, okay? And that's their right to do that. But now, it's all about the money, guys. It isn't about the social justice and all that, because if it was, China is the most socially injustice country in the world.
So you got up at 6, you're driving along, Chuck and I are having a good time, and you thought, let's make this as controversial as possible of a show.
I want your opinion on it, because it's a serious matter. It's all over the national news. I figured you'd bring it up. It is sports related. What is your opinion on something like that? I'm just interested in hearing it. See what your guys think about it.
How about call 920-960-6762? Call me after the show. We'll talk China.
Bart, you said that so fast I couldn't talk.
Yeah, I'll be on the podcast.
Oh, that was your home.
Yeah, that's my phone number.
Or your phone number.
We'll talk China after the show.
Yeah.
All right, guys. All right. See you later.
Well, I'm kind of glad that he brought that up. Sometimes, I mean, we're not going to talk about it. Well, first of all, Chuck and I would then have to understand the whole history of Hong Kong.
Well, politics is something that we don't like to get into here in the show. You know, take it sides. Oh, you could say this about this guy. I mean, it's been played out in national. It is. It's been the national media has been playing this thing out for a couple of days. But it's funny how he called it. We haven't talked about that at all to start this show.
Well, what's interesting,
we had a little thing about like the 4-1 Packers to talk about in these baseball playoffs.
Well, look at the 4-1 Packers. There's a big national story this week that Ellen is friends with George W. Bush.
Sure.
And that happened at a Packers Cowboys game.
Sitting in the private box upstairs.
And then the whole Kaepernick stuff.
Yeah.
You know where that was first noticed? Packers Niners preseason game.
Yeah.
So it's like our teams are always involved somehow in something that gets, you know, bigger. Now the Bucks don't seem to have any participation in this China story.
Bucks basically had a Chinese player a few years ago.
Yi Jian Leon.
Yeah. 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 He didn't want to be here.
I mean, if anybody really wants to get into a talk with China with either Chuck and I, DM us or email us.
Yeah. We can talk about the former WWE star China.
Well, yeah, that's what we're doing. We'll talk about China.
Yeah, we can talk about China.
We'll talk
about late China, unfortunately.
C-H-Y-N-A.
Yes. One of the really a nice lady, too.
No disrespect to Tim's question.
No.
It's just we're not going to talk about it. We're going to talk about the Green Bay Packers and if they're going to go 5-0 in their next five games. All right? Because we tackle the pressing matters here in the world of sports. And we'll take a look at that because we threw a poll up last night. And I think everybody should be pretty confident about the Packers. I mean, I think a lot of us do. But maybe you guys a little overconfident. And how this week's game determines up to 20% chance if the Packers are going to make the playoffs or not. This is a big game to determine if the Packers are going to make the playoffs or not. We'll have the explanation on that coming up in just a moment. Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins, 105.7 FM, The Fan.
I'm big on this is the next game. You know what I'm saying? This is the next game, and it's important because it's the next game. Like I say, it's still early in the season, and it's a long season. But at the same time, that's why we have to keep it one game at a time. We go out there and beat them, we still have, you know, a lot more season to go. We go out there and lose, I'm not, you know, throwing stuff out of my locker because, you know, I'm mad or anything. So we just have to execute, get down to the film work, get after it this week.
It's Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Chuck Freeman, Ryan Horvath here, and you at 414-799-1250. Adrian Amos, who we'll hear from throughout this hour right there, previewing the upcoming game. It is just one game, right, against the Detroit Lions, but it's another division game, and you've got the opportunity here on Monday night to have beaten everybody in your division by the end of week 6, and then you don't play anybody in your division again until week 15. So with the way the NFC North is going, again, the stat, this is the first time since 2012 that there's been a division at this point in the season where everyone's been over 500, with the Packers at 4-1, Vikings and Bears are both 3-2 Right now, the Lions are in second because of that tie in 2-1-1. I wouldn't wager that they all finish over 500. But you know, if you trade wins with each other and beat up on the rest of the competition, who knows? Some expect this NFC you're going to need maybe 10 games to get into the postseason, and the teams in the NFC North are going to be fighting for those spots. So, hey, what do they tell you every year? Win your division games. Win your division games at home. The Packers have the opportunity to do that again on Monday night.
Well, the Packers have such a screwy schedule. All these home games that start the season, road games later off in the season, finishing with two divisional road games to end the season right around Christmas time. And this is a big game. Now, they're only 4.5-point favorites, which is a little surprising. They opened up a 6-point favorite, and the money obviously went on Detroit here. Vegas obviously thinks Detroit's going to keep this one close and maybe even win. I mean, I see the Packers only a 4.5-point favorite at home. A little surprising. Vegas loves the Lions in this one, and I still think Green Bay is going to win the game, but, man, 4.5, that is probably one of the – other than the game last year when – well, Rodgers, when he didn't play in that final game when the Packers lost to the Lions 31-0 at Lambeau Field, last game of the year, Rodgers didn't start. Packers were like a 7-point favorite in that game. But I don't remember the last time the Packers were only a 4.5-point favorite at home against the Detroit Lions, because this is obviously not the Detroit Lions team we've seen from years gone by.
Yeah, I don't know what to make of this Lions team, and I think we'll try to figure that out over the next couple of days before the game on Monday night. But are they good? Are they not good? I mean, they beat the Chargers, but then it looks like the Chargers are maybe not good. They hung close with the Chiefs, and then they went on the road and beat the Eagles, but then the Eagles were banged up.
Now, let me drop some knowledge on you right here. Pat Mahomes did not throw a touchdown pass in that game, yet the Kansas City put up 34 on the board in Detroit to win. And you could say, well, the Detroit defense, man, where was it? Well, they held Mahomes without a touchdown pass, yet Kansas City found another way to somehow put up 34 points on the board. I've been hearing a lot about the Lions defense. And Matt Patricia, Detroit Lions coach, who's got the pencil in his head. You know, he always keeps that pencil back. Ever notice that? He keeps the pencil in the back of his ear.
I have noticed that. It's a power move.
It is.
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
I don't know.
When a guy wears a pencil? That's like old school, when a guy has a pencil above his ear.
Didn't McCarthy have the pen in his back of his hat?
And I don't know how he kept it in there all the time. He kept it like in a strap.
And then one time he had it the wrong way and it like sharpied his neck.
Yeah. I remember that, yeah. But Patricia has the pencil. That's a little dangerous, having a pencil in your head. And who uses a pencil these days?
That's a great question.
I mean, I don't know anybody. We bought a scorecard at Miller Park a couple of weeks ago. Me and my 8-year-old, and they gave a pencil, and like, we're not going to use that. So, but
pencils, quick aside, was my go-to way to cheat in high school, because you could always go sharpen your pencil.
Sure. Oh.
So on a test, old Barty would always get up, sharpen his pencil,
and look at answers.
Look at every answer key Scantron he could.
Yeah.
And then sit back down and at least gain one or two.
Okay.
Answers out of it.
Yeah, the teachers at our high school, they were all on the front. They were just looking at the students. They were monitoring everything. You couldn't get away with that at good old Martin Luther. But back to the Lions.
I cheated quite a bit in high school now that I'm...
Your dad was a teacher, too.
Thinking about it.
If you would have got caught, man, your dad would have looked horrible. Your dad, how well-respected he is in Fond du Lac for being a coach and a teacher and an overall good guy. But back to the Lions. Lions are doing it with defense these days, I feel. And, yeah, I think Detroit, I could see Detroit coming here and giving Green Bay a game, but I like the Packers at home. Tough to pick the Packers against the Packers at Monday Night Football at Lambeau Field, especially against a divisional opponent. But I like Green Bay.
414-799-1250. You can tweet us throughout the show at 105.7 FM, The Fan, 414-799-1250. Skyler is on the north side of town. Skyler, what's up?
Yo, what's up, man? I just wanted to say, I think Detroit is a better team. I still think the Packers will pull it out. But I wanted to just specifically say, I think the Detroit took advantage of where the Packers made a mistake in picking up Mike Daniels. Because if you really think about, the Packers actually gave up Mike Daniels for Dean Lowry, which was probably one of the biggest mistakes they made all season. Because I believe with Mike Daniels holding that line with the other guys, that run defense would be much better because I saw it. Dean Lowry, he could not handle – he can't handle one-on-one. He gets swallowed up. He gets pushed in, and he's just terrible. And they need to make some kind of change. They shouldn't even make that move. I'm sorry.
I think with Daniels, they think he's getting a little long in the tooth. I think that's what they feel. They've had him for – you know, he was drafted, what, 2012, I want to say. He was with the Packers a long time, went through a sure share of injuries. And I feel like they just, you know, the NFL is a young man's game. I just feel Gutekunst wanted to get younger at that position. And that's why he went with Lowry.
David Bakhtiari on the Wendy's Big Show yesterday talking Mike Daniels.
He's going to give 110% for 60 minutes. And I'm sure he's not going to, he's going to come in, I guess, quote unquote, with his piss hot, so to speak.
Okay. Wow. More on.
Okay. Well, you know, Daniels is going to be flying high.
And whatever Bakhtiari
whatever that was, yeah.
More on from David Bakhtiari coming up next hour as well. The Daniels thing, the Packers did work out some guys on the defensive line yesterday, including former Packer great Mike Pennell. So they are looking for ways to improve the run defense. I don't know if the Daniels thing was as much about production, because the way that it was explained to us is that Daniels was really only going to play on third downs. And he wasn't going to be a part of this hybrid two guys up, five guys up, three guys up sort of deception scheme that Mike Pettine's going with. But then also I'm trying to figure out the way that Daniels has been as
a leader,
attempted leader.
Yeah.
The last few years, would that have allowed Preston Smith and Za'Darius specifically to be the leader? The Packers don't really have, outside of Blake Martinez, too many Kenny Clark, but he's like 22 still. Too many veterans on their defense that have been like coming up through the system. They got rid of Clay. They got rid of
Tremont
Perry. They got Tremont, who bounced around and then came back. But for the most part, the leadership plate, I think, was available for anybody to dive into and take advantage of. And I don't know if Za'Darius can be Za'Darius now if Mike Daniels is here. I don't know, but that's one of the things to look at. When you let guys go is when you have new guys come in, how are they going to mesh? And I just don't know if things would be the same if Mike Daniels would still be here. Now, talent-wise, he could be better than what they've had now, but I think that the Packers kind of, as a whole, wanted to move on from the defenses of the past.
Well, those two guys might not be here, or one might not be here, because of the salary. Daniels was making a lot of money.
And that, too.
Daniels making a lot of money, so... When you cut Daniels, okay, they gave Lowry the contract extension, and, you know, that allowed everybody to fit under the salary cap. We went out and got those other two free agents while Daniels was on this team, but you didn't have to pay him until the start of the season. So Daniels was going to make a lot of money.
More from Adrian Amos. We'll also hear from Rashawn Gary a little bit, who, you know, as Preston Smith and Za'Darius Smith, Rashawn Gary got drafted that position, and he's got to watch these guys, you know, do all this great stuff while the first-round pick, the number 12 overall pick, just kind of sits there. We'll hear from those guys coming up. And then we've got to revisit what the Big Show was up to yesterday regarding some Rodgers slander. We'll get into that.
Were they all in on that?
No.
Okay.
Not all of them. We've got one guy on Team Rodgers.
Okay. Who's against Rodgers? I'm just curious. I wasn't listening yesterday. I had other
obligations. I could tell you right now who's on it. I didn't even hear the clip, but I know who it is.
Didn't read the article in The Athletic where Lucas Patrick was singing the praise of Aaron Rodgers and how all of his teammates love him, I guess. But
that must have come out right after the...
And Lucas Patrick's got to do that.
Research is just...
Otherwise, Aaron Rodgers doesn't know who Lucas Patrick is.
That sounds like some Rodgers slander. Yeah, we don't want that today.
That's part of the beauty of Aaron, though.
Well, we'll have that coming up. Did want to mention this stat, why this week is so important. Since 1990... When teams start 4-2, they make the playoffs 62% of the time. So that'd be pretty good. Packers, even if they lose on Monday night, still a 62% chance to make the playoffs. If they win, since 1990, teams that have started 5-1, and that's when the NFL adopted the 12-team format, 82% of the time, teams make the playoffs. So the Packers, just based on one win this weekend, could improve their playoff chances by 20%.
Although we want the Packers not only make the playoffs, but be of championship caliber. I don't want to be a one and done again. You know, win your division, go to the divisional playoffs, and lose. And that's why getting the home field is so important. And this game coming up against the Lions is big in many, many ways, the tiebreakers and everything else.
They've got five games before the bye: Detroit, Oakland, Kansas City, the Chargers, and Carolina. We put a poll up last night, how you think they'll do. We'll have the results of that, and you guys can chime in throughout the show as well. It's 799-1250. Tweet us at 1057FM The Fan. It's Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins, AM 1250, 1057FM The Fan, and everywhere on the radio.com app.
Sports Flash, right now.
Good morning from the 105.7 FM, the Fan Sports Update Studio. I'm Ryan Horvath, first on the Fan. Major League Baseball, the postseason heating up. The Rays tie up their American League Division Series with the Astros at two games apiece. They win that one 4-1 on Tuesday night. Justin Verlander chased out after just 3 2/3, gave up 4 earned runs, 3 walks, did strike out 5. The series now shifts back to Houston for a deciding Game 5 on Thursday night. The winner will play the New York Yankees in the American League Championship Series. Coming up today, the Braves host the Cardinals in Game 5 of their divisional series at 4:02. Winner of that game will face off with the winner of the Nationals and Dodgers. They also meet in a Game 5 winner-take-all tonight. First pitch for that one, 7:37. Good pitching matchup. Steven Strasburg takes on Walker Buehler for the Dodgers. Packers continue to get set for next Monday night when they host the Detroit Lions on Monday Night Football. Yesterday, tackle David Bakhtiari joined the Wendy's Big Show to discuss that and the performance of Aaron Jones, who rushed for a tied a franchise record with 4 rushing touchdowns this past Sunday against Dallas.
He's a weapon. Well, when he's on his A game, there's nothing that he really can't do. He's a stud. That's all I have to say about him. He's a weapon. He needs to be accounted for in every phase.
Bucks back in action tonight with their second preseason game. They host the Utah Jazz. Tip-off tonight, 7 p.m. at the Fizer Forum. Read more online at 1057fmthefan.com. The update brought to you by Amazon. Discover your next opportunity at Amazon. Start earning at least $15 an hour and up to $16.15 an hour as a warehouse team member in Kenosha. Apply online today at amazon.com/KenoshaJobs. Amazon, an equal opportunity employer. I'm Ryan Horvath, Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan, Milwaukee's number one sports talk station. Listen live anywhere. Download the radio.com app and favorite The Fan today. The Packers' next five games: Detroit, Oakland, at Kansas City, at the Los Angeles Chargers, and home against Carolina. How will they do in that stretch? Which games will they win? Which will they lose? We discuss next on Chuck and Wink.
Stepping up. We all want to work together, front end, back end, starters, backups. You know what I'm saying? You never know when your number's going to be called. But, you know, it says a lot about how we're preparing, you know, how we all are getting after it.
Adrian Amos, one of the big free agent acquisitions for the Packers, especially on defense, along with Preston Smith, Za'Darius Smith. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Chuck Freeman. 414-799-1250. You can also tweet us at 1057FM The Fan. We were kicking around the Packers' upcoming five games yesterday because they've played five and they've got five more until the break. All right. They've got Detroit and Oakland both at home still more home games. Then they're at Kansas City for a Sunday night, at the Chargers in Los Angeles. They did move. And we'll get it wrong, and everybody will get it wrong. I think Rob Reichel said San Diego again yesterday when we talked to him, which is just, that's going to happen.
Yeah.
And it's accepted because it's weird. And then they're home against Carolina, and then they have a bye. So they've played five, they're 4-1. They've got five more before the bye. How will they do? 5% of you at 105.7 FM, The Fan, said 5-0. 47% of you said 4-1. In that stretch, 44% of you said 3-2, and 4% of you said 2 or 3 and worse. So nearly half of you think that the Packers are only going to drop one game in the next five, with Detroit and Oakland, then two road games, Kansas City and the Chargers, Carolina at home. I would think that most people say the Kansas City game if they're going to pick one.
Well, there's always a game every year where the Packers step in the bucket, whether it's on the road or home. A game we are all confident. Last year was Arizona, that they should have won. Cost Mike McCarthy his job ultimately, and they played a poor game. So there's going to be one game, and if there's one game I'm looking at where I could see them, we're all going to like the Packers, but they could lose. Oakland.
Yeah.
The Raiders.
Hell yeah.
Could come into Lambeau Field. I'm not saying they're better than the Packers.
No.
But it could be one of those days where the Packers don't have their A game, and the Raiders with Gruden come in here and beat you.
We did the win-loss of this schedule all back in August. And I said, I don't know. I see the Packers losing to Oakland. And people fire away.
Yeah.
That's such a terrible take, right?
Now, is it because you thought that maybe this is the one game that they could come in and roll off the helmet and lose?
What I thought would happen in this season would be that the offense would show signs of figuring it out, but then maybe regress a little bit, and they'd go about 500 through the first eight. Then they'd go on a bit of a run and eventually win the North and make the playoffs. What's happened is, sure, the offense has been showing signs, and then maybe there's been some quarters or some halves where it's not working, but they've been winning those games. And I don't think anybody – maybe it did. Maybe it did. I just didn't see the defense being this dominant. I didn't see them going down to Dallas and winning that football game, despite how much success they've had down there. I mean, I thought very highly of Dallas the last 3 weeks, and then I realized they didn't really play anybody. And then Dallas plays some good competition week 4 and 5, and they lose. But I thought the world of Dallas. I still think they're a very good team, but the Packers showing that they're, at least for now, the better team. I thought it would take a while. And I don't know, something about Oakland. We don't know what the weather's going to be like. Just the Oakland team, they just beat the Bears in London. That's a weird, that could be a sneaky, good, weird 9-win team.
Could be. With Oakland, I mean, since Gruden's got there, there's times when they look good, and the Raiders, there's other times when it looks like they just can't get, like they're playing football for the first time. They can't get out of their own way. So you just never know what Gruden team is going to show up to Lambeau. But you know what? I think they're going to come up there and compete. And, you know, I think Green Bay, I mean, of course we're going to pick Green Bay in that game, but would not be surprised if that's the game where we're all picking the Packers and the Raiders come in there and steal one.
799-1250, 414-799-1250. John's in Franklin. John, good morning.
Hi, John.
Hey, morning, guys. I hope our step in the bucket game was Philly. I don't want to get in front of my skis here.
But that's a good team, Philly. I'm talking losing to a team you expect to beat.
Yeah, but come on. If we played that game again, I'm betting on the Packers. And you don't get to play them again. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I want to take this one week at a time. You know, you're talking about the upcoming schedule and the different opponents. And right now I am focused like a laser beam because this is a huge game. And this isn't your Lions from 3 years ago. You know, that I watched that whole Lions game last week. And I'm not afraid of these guys, but I'm well aware. And the Packers better be well aware of what they do. They take the ball away. They punch the ball out. There needs to be ball security. If we win the turnover battle in this game, we're going to win this game, I thoroughly believe. But we really got to watch it. You know, you were talking earlier about them letting Mike Daniels go. The way this defense has been over the last several years, yeah, it was an eye-opener, but I was willing to do anything. There needed to be a flushing of the culture and everything that was going on with this defense and whatever they had to do to change it. And yeah, it obviously has hurt our run defense. But I'm pretty confident. I mean, that Dallas game, I was very upset with the loss against Philly, very disappointed. It all wiped away with the Dallas game. I was so encouraged, and let's face it, this, anyone going to tell you this offense is clicking? And we're putting up 30 points, we're in the high 20s. I mean, what's going to happen when we actually get this offense moving? I mean, it makes you feel very optimistic because I don't think this offense has played a full good game yet. I mean, there's a lot to be desired, with Devontae not playing last week, the receiving core, Spartan at best, if you ask me. And tight end, not a whole lot out of it, or it's at least very inconsistent. When they get this all figured out, man, it's going to be very, very fun and entertaining watching this team moving forward. But right now, one week at a time, and let's go get the Lions.
You know what's most exciting about this team? There's two things, and it's the defense. It's the pass rush that they're able to create, putting pressure on the quarterback, and it's the secondary getting the takeaways the way they have. You had Sandrin Sullivan the other day, out of Georgia State, by the way. Unheralded out of Georgia State. Guy thought that maybe he didn't have what it took to play in the NFL. But Sandrin Sullivan, small college guy, has come in and he was the star of the game. I mean, he's just part of that secondary. You look at the Kevin King making that big pick in the fourth quarter. It looked like momentum was on Dallas' side. And then King comes up with the interception after he dropped the one in the third quarter. You know, sure, Jair had a horrible game by his standards because we expect more. And Cooper kind of had his way with him, especially in the stop-and-go routes. But that secondary, assuming Savage stays healthy and he's battling a little ankle injury, that secondary is going to be one of the best secondaries in the NFL. And I can't remember the last time we've ever said that. I'm telling you, good teams or bad teams, about the Packers secondary being this good.
It's Chuck and Winkler. We are served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. The secondary's good. The pass rush is good. Aaron Rodgers is good. He didn't have to throw any touchdowns and the Packers won. Is he okay with that? That is the conversation this week regarding Aaron Rodgers. Spin the wheel. What to criticize Rodgers about next? Hey, nobody's foolish enough to criticize that. Oh, we've got people that are foolish enough to criticize that. We're going to take a little peek into our Friends in the Afternoon show coming up momentarily, and we will tell you what we are talking about in just a moment. It's Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins, plus an update from Mike Clemens. All that and more coming up next on The Fan.
Now, a green and gold update, brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. It's all happening at Pottawatomie. Visit paysbig.com. In Green Bay, here's Mike Clemens.
The Packers worked out over a dozen players and signed a tight end, Ethan Wolf. He's 6'6", 252 pounds, has spent time with the Titans, Panthers, and Jaguars, and he fills the last spot on the team's practice squad. The Packers will practice tomorrow as they get ready to host the Detroit Lions on Monday Night Football. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
We kind of kicked everything back a day, give our guys a little bit more rest. As you know, we've got some guys battling through some things, so I thought an extra day of rest could serve us well.
Safety Darnell Savage Jr. reportedly dealing with a high ankle sprain after Sunday's win in Dallas. With a win over Detroit, the Packers would secure the lead in their division. Packers safety Adrian Amos.
Man, I'm big on this is the next game. You know what I'm saying? This is the next game, and it's important because it's the next game. It's still early in the season, and it's a long season. We go out there and beat them, we still have, you know, a lot more season to go.
The Lions are coming off their bye week, 2-1-1 after a tough loss in Kansas City. Head coach Matt Patricia.
You know, the one thing for us after the first four games or first 4 weeks, I'd say the the thing that we'll build on the most is really our process. Right now, I think we're kind of, you know, obviously in rhythm. We understand what the week looks like. We understand what the work is that has to go in week in, week out in order to prepare and get ready to go. And that's really important to us is that process.
Best Packers coverage on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Days like today, it's not the greatest statistical game for myself, but I feel like I played my best game of the season. The way that I was moving and seeing things. I've accomplished a lot statistically in this league. I just want to win now.
It's Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries from the Bryant Stratton College Athletic Studios. From the everything that Aaron Rodgers says gets criticized department, Aaron Rodgers can't even say that he likes winning without being under the microscope.
You know, I've accomplished a lot statistically in this league. I just want to win now.
There's people that hear that, Freems, and think, that's a bunch of crap.
Well, Aaron shouldn't have to prove himself to anybody. He shouldn't have to sit up there and prove how good of a player he is, how productive he is. He shouldn't have to be doing this. Of course he wants to win. And, what quarterback doesn't care about their stats? What quarterback doesn't care about how good their passing rating is and how many touchdown passes they throw? Every guy in the league checks that. And if they want to win, of course, that's the biggest thing. But when people criticize Rodgers for being a numbers guy, of course, all these guys, every guy who plays a skill position, is concerned about his numbers and checks his numbers and wants to see how good he does, because at the end of the day, that's how you get paid.
I was driving home yesterday around the 2 o'clock hour listening to my favorite boys in the Wendy's Big Show. Got home a little later yesterday. I had to take the kid to the doctor for some shots.
Yeah, that sucks.
Doesn't
it? Well, so what was it?
Well, just the normal shots that you get as you grow.
In the arm?
Thigh.
Oh, yeah. You know what it is? You know what's the worst part? Because the kid doesn't know what's coming. You know, he just
I feel like
around.
He did.
Oh, he did?
He had a little face like.
Oh, wait till he gets a little older. Because they try distracting him, and all of a sudden, boom, the needle goes in.
I mean, I've heard my kid cry before, but the problem is...
It's a different type of cry.
It right? is, Chuck. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That will haunt me forever.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that,
I know.
We had a fun night last night.
Been there.
Dad's just trying to watch a little Astros Rays.
Yeah.
And kid's trying to keep telling me how much he...
Post-injection trauma.
Yeah, just a little bit of that. So I'm driving home. Wendy's Big Show. Love the show. 2-6. And they start talking about Aaron Rodgers. And Bill Schmidt, thankfully, stands up for our boy. Sparky kind of teetering the line a little bit. Gary obviously hates everything that Rodgers does for some reason. Here's the Wendy's Big Show yesterday around the 2 o'clock hour.
If he's going to be that important and if he's that good of a football player, all I simply want is use this man the same way and consistently throughout. I mean, Kamara's going to get his touches every game with the New Orleans Saints. That's just part of the deal. And I just want the same treatment for Aaron Jones. That's all I'm looking for. I feel like I should be his agent.
And don't you feel that Aaron Rodgers wants the same because you're winning games? Do we not believe that he wants that same feeling?
Listen, this
is going
to
sound like Aaron Rodgers bashing if we say what we want to say, probably.
He's smart enough to know that if they're winning,
exactly. It
would look diva-ish for him to complain.
Yes. Correct.
Agreed.
So we believe that that is still the feeling of Aaron Rodgers when he says this after the game and they beat the Dallas Cowboys.
The way that I was moving and seeing things, I've accomplished a lot statistically in this league. I just want to win now.
Do we believe that? Time will tell. I think it's a good place to start. We've always thought that Rodgers was hung up on stats. And we've always thought that the reason why we throw four passes on the goal line is because Rodgers want those touchdown stats. I mean, we always thought that Rodgers was stat conscious. Now, all of a sudden today, he's not. I don't know. I mean, I don't know what is that. And I suppose when you're younger, you probably are hung up on stats.
Now, when you're 27. And you're trying to get the $133 million deal.
We're just hoping that, and he's got all the money he can ever spend. We're just hoping that he can get in that same comfort zone that John Elway got into. And I'm not saying that Aaron Jones is Terrell Davis, but that is how John Elway got 2 Super Bowls. It's just he's no longer was being John Elway with the triplets and whoever the hell they were. And that kind of went to the wayside, and it was all about Terrell Davis. Hand it off and get out of the way.
Because I believe that this is what Aaron Rodgers truly believes in his heart of hearts. Do we have an agreement in this room or no?
No, we don't.
No. Okay.
So 414-799-1250. You can tweet us at 1057FM The Fan. That's the Big Show. Basically, 2 of the 3 guys yesterday that were in saying, we don't think Aaron Rodgers wants to win this way. We'll hear from Ryan Horvath after 7 o'clock, his update, because we missed a big opportunity. We should have showed his face like on video while he was hearing that for the first time. I think he's going crazy. So he'll pop in with us just after 7 o'clock. I mean, are we to the point where everything that, even when he doesn't throw any touchdowns, but they win and Aaron Rodgers is 4, now we're thinking Aaron Rodgers isn't happy? Are we at that point?
Well, I don't know why we're questioning him. I mean, to think that he doesn't want to win, I mean, what are we doing? I mean, that's crazy. How we're questioning that.
No, he wants to win. He just wants to win a certain way.
I think that's the point. No. I mean, what?
He got his stats this season. Was against the Eagles.
What has he ever done?
They got their ass kicked.
What has he ever done to say, well, you know what? I want to go out and win, and I want to win by passing the ball 5 touchdowns. This is the way I want to win. Where has he ever said that?
Well, I think he said that through checking out of everything McCarthy sent to the huddle and playing his game. But I think that was a different – that wasn't Rodgers stat hunting. That was – Rodgers thinking McCarthy is a big fat idiot.
Well, I think McCarthy had a pass offense. Anybody who's ever seen the Packers and done a little preparation on the Green Bay Packers realizes the Packers want to pass the ball. They've wanted to pass the ball since 1992 when Mike Holmgren got there. They have been a passing offense.
Didn't the Packers invent the forward pass?
Yes, they did. At East High School in Green Bay.
Yeah.
They want to pass the football. There's no doubt they want to pass the football, okay? And Rodgers, they've had great quarterbacks. So what's the best play? The way in the NFL to – this isn't 1977 where you have Walter Payton, you know, rushing for, you know, a ton of yardage. Or O.J. Simpson. Those days are done. You know, you got quarterbacks who can – every team, guys who can make plays for you. So the best way to get to – point A, from point A to point B is to pass the ball. They don't want to run the ball. They don't want to run the ball and get guys hurt. And, you know, the days of star running backs are few and far between. They want to be able to pass the ball.
799-1250. Let's get to Scott in the Falls. What's up, Scott?
Good morning, fellas. How's it going?
Good.
Good. I think Rodgers is the most misunderstood guy in the NFL, honestly. I mean, Chuck, you said it under McCarthy. That was a passing offense.
Absolutely.
Their defense was horrible during his entire tenure, other than maybe 2010. If you looked at Rodgers, a lot of the plays that he made a lot of times were broken down plays where he was scrambling out of the pocket. Guys couldn't get open. I don't know, man. I blame McCarthy, to be perfectly honest with you, for the interpretation being on this guy. I think that McCarthy rode his coattails. You look at 2015 when they won six in a row to get into the playoffs. That was all Rodgers. That guy put the team on his back, and they won because of him. And that's the bottom line, folks. So that's my take.
Yeah. I mean, now the Packers are winning in a little different way. Now, they should have probably tried to build the defense. I think they have tried, but – you know, the defense finally, this is on Gutekunst. They're realizing, you know, we're not going to beat anybody by Rodgers trying to outpass other teams. And I think we saw this in the playoffs in 2016 when, you know, Rodgers could only take you so far. He won a game on his arm in Dallas, and then, you know, they couldn't stop Atlanta, and Rodgers didn't have a great game there. But they realize, hey, you know, Rodgers getting a little older, but we got to start stopping people. We can't win games 41-38.
Scott, thanks for the call. 414-799-1250. Matt tweets in, says winning cures everything. Rodgers, to me, looks happier than he has in years. I think he's perfectly okay.
Yeah.
And it's not like he still won't have opportunities to air it out throughout the season. 414-799-1250. We will hear again what the Big Show had to say about Rodgers. We'll let Ryan Horvath, Aaron Rodgers fan club president, take a stab at it as well. And more from you guys. 414-799-1250. Chuck and Winkler here on The Fan.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.